Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup, everybody. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Solderblum, VASD's Public Information Officer, here with Dr. Clarity, our superintendent, and VASD's Director of Athletics and Activities, Adam Steiner. Hello to both of you.
How you doing, Marcy?
Doing well.
Good to see you.
Dr. Clarity is fresh off the tarmac at Dane County Regional Airport. We're glad he decided to come back.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, yeah. Well, thanks to Dane County for on-time flights and getting me back here in time for a great day in the district. But I needed to go home and see Mama Clarity and give her a hug and a kiss on the forehead. So it was always good to see her and
absolutely
give her a shout out. So, you know, there you go, Mom. Shout out to you.
Yep. She's welcome back on the podcast anytime.
There we go.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about our new sponsorship. We are now moving to sponsorship from the Australian breakdance team. So we are, which means we can just do anything and people are supposed to love it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Sponsored by VASD Athletics, coming soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I appreciate the time here today, and we are super excited to be able to bring the brand new Athletic Director and Activities Director for the Roane Area School District, Mr. Adam Steiner. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here today.
We're excited to have you, and we couldn't be happier for you and your family and for our district and our community. You know, we want to definitely give a shout out to Joel Zimba and congratulate him on his magnificent career here and all the things that he's brought to the Roane Area School District athletics and the community. But when you took a look at the opportunity for him to go to a Division I program, move from high school to
doesn't happen often, let me tell you.
And that just shows the kind of talent that Joel has. So you definitely want to recognize him.
100%.
But today we want the community to get to know our new director of athletics and activities. So it's been a little bit of a whirlwind for you. But if you could, for those that don't know you and judging by your popularity on social media, we saw that people do know you, and that's good to know, and people are really excited about it. But tell the full community a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself as our new athletic director and activities director.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. First of all, thanks for having me on. I'm happy to be here today. Like Dr. Clarity said, my name is Adam Steiner. I was born and raised in Verona, actually. I did K-12 education at Verona. I'm a Country View, Badger Ridge Middle School, Verona Area High School connection piece. I always loved asking my students that, you know, trying to tie those pieces and make them feel like, oh, I had the same teacher as you when I was in third, fourth, fifth grade.
That's great. Yeah.
So I graduated from Verona in 2014. I was a three-sport athlete, found a love for athletics at a young age. My dad was a college basketball player. My brother played college football. And so I was kind of, you know, athletically gifted, I guess you could say. I was very fortunate that I had the size to play a lot of sports, and I was athletic enough to compete. So I was given an opportunity to go off to the University of North Dakota and play Division I football. So I played five seasons up there. After that, I was lucky enough to get to come back into Verona and do my student teaching. So my bachelor is in kinesiology with the emphasis in physical education,
awesome.
Minor in health. So I student taught under Jake Mogg over at Glacier Edge and then Dave Richardson here at the high school, along with Little Rich Smith, you know, one class of indie sports. And then after that, I was given an opportunity to coach football, but that meant I still needed a job. As much as my mom, you know, wasn't pushing for rent as I was living in her basement, she knew I needed a job. So I was lucky enough that was the year that the school district decided to add security assistants.
Yeah.
And as someone that cares about the relationship with the student and trying to build those bridges and try to help students, you know, find ways to find connections with school, I thought it was a cool opportunity. So I pursued it and I got it. And because of that, you know, I got my foot in the district, and that's a tough thing with such a competitive district like Verona Area School District, where I now was given the opportunity to show who I am as a person on a daily basis. The following year, Dave Richardson retired. And so that opened up a PE job in the district, and I applied. Fortunately, I got it. And then I had been a FIA teacher for the last 4 years. During that time, as a FIA teacher, I have a love for sports, athletics, yes, activities. You know, I love moving. So I started going to games because I was living in my parents' basement. And as much as I love my parents, I love my time with them, you know, got to get out of the house at some time.
And please don't give my kids any ideas about
staying
in my basement.
No. This is not an advertisement to stay in your parents' basement. But I started working games, and it was just because I was available. Started off as like a supervisor. I knew how to do the scorebook. I knew how to do the scoreboard, you know, just all these small roles. And started to build a relationship with Joel in his first year as the AD here. He replaced Mark Kricka, who was my athletic director. So obviously he was here 30 years. So I've known Mark Kricka a long time. So Joel and I started building a relationship, and then COVID happened. So the school district shut down, and we also moved into the new high school. And I took that as an opportunity to kind of work with Joel and kind of the transition of how are we going to run the school from athletics. And he found value in that, and he suggested I go pursue my master's. So I have my master's in athletic administration from the University of Cincinnati. And then I became the assistant AD soon after that, once I got that. I'm thankful for Joel for giving me that opportunity. And then, like you said, kind of where we're at now, you know, I got married in July, the Monday I got back from my wedding. Joel called and said, hey, just so you know, I'm leaving. They're going to post my job at the end of the week. So I had that conversation and applied and was very thankful to be given an opportunity to interview and show what I can bring to the district, and was fortunate to be selected by the hiring committee to come meet with you and Chad one more time, and fortunately to be in this position now where I'm the district director of athletics and activities.
That is amazing, and I love the way that this is twice now. You've kind of slid getting married in the middle of this into the conversation, but talk about a whirlwind. You go and a family changes within within a matter of days. That is amazing. Well, congratulations to you and your new wife. We're so glad that you're gonna continue to be a part of the Verona School District family, and knowing that you're here for the long haul, that means the world.
Yeah.
And just thinking about our succession planning here in the district, we love the fact that you're born and raised and know the Verona School District like the back of your hand. You bleed orange. And that's the type of heart that we want when we talk about the important role of education, but more importantly the role of our athletic and activities, because it impacts so many students in such a positive way, and it's really the heartbeat of our community.
For sure.
those activities. So when you think about our hiring process, and we pride ourselves on being very, very thorough and making sure that we have highly qualified candidates that are going to perform to the highest level, because this is students that we're looking to serve. But during that process, what did you learn about yourself? You know, when you think about from the start to the finish, to the time you knew that you were the athletic director, and besides that you dress up really good, you know,
yeah.
Coach.
Yeah, yeah. I told Dr. Clare keeps suggesting I wear suits more. And let me tell you, if I'm wearing a suit, you'd better be nervous that I'm either going to a funeral, I'm going to a wedding, or I'm interviewing for a new job. So hopefully you don't see me in a suit.
We don't want to see you in a suit then.
I think it was a really cool opportunity to kind of try to think about what athletics and activities means from a different perspective. Obviously, as an assistant athletic director, you're involved in kind of the hustle and bustle. But at the end of the day, I'm more helping serve Joel at that perspective. So now, as you know, I find out I'm interviewing for this position, I need to think about, like, what are some cornerstones of what I want my athletic department to look like with me in charge? And I think it was important to kind of think about where I came from and what I've done, but also try to take in perspectives of others. Because as much as, you know, I think I've learned a lot in my life, I'm also 29 years old in August here. And I have a lot to learn, and there's people that have experience that you can learn from, and it doesn't mean I have to do it the same, but also start having those conversations so I kind of knew what I was getting myself into. It's important for me to start off with, like, this position is really one that serves the community.
Exactly.
Because if we think about athletics and activities, it's one of the times we're welcoming the community into our schools. And whether that's, you know, the band concert, the first one or the last one of the year, whether it's the first basketball game or the last basketball game. Mm-hmm. We're giving the community an opportunity to see how we develop and grow our students in their skills that they partake in. And we're lucky enough that we offer so many at Verona that students have ways to show who they are, and that they're more than a student. They're more than, you know, a number on a screen. They're a person that has a way to express who they are. And that's the coolest thing about what I want athletics. It's you're a representation of first yourself and your family. And then you also are given an opportunity to represent the school district in a very cool way.
Excellent. That's a great, great response. And we appreciate the heart at which you're approaching the job. And so when you think about the athletic director and activities director role in totality, as a former athletic and activities director, you know, there's no such thing as a normal day in our world or a normal or a normal scenario. But if you're given an elevator speech to someone in a grocery store or just walking down the brown, right, this is what this means for me kind of on the day-to-day, how would you describe that role?
Yeah, I think the way I'd start off is I'm a serving point between the WIA, which is kind of the oversight committee of the Wisconsin High School Athletics. I'm a speaking point from the district, and that, you know, I'm representing the athletics and activities. And I'm also a serving point for our students and community. So I'm kind of the center stone of my job is to coordinate those three pieces to make sure, one, we're meeting all the rules and regulations of the WIAA, that our students are meeting the standards that are set by our district to make sure that they are student first. And then at the end of the day, we're putting on an experience for our community so that they can see what we have to offer here at Verona Area School District. And it's a really cool opportunity. And like you said, no 2 days are the same. And that's kind of the fun part. There's some stuff you just got to get down and do. And, you know, you'll see me around a lot. Like a lot of my job involves nights and weekends.
Correct.
And that's kind of the part of it is you got to be willing to put your face out there and be your representative and show like, hey, like I want you here because I'm going to be here. Like I want to support these kids.
Absolutely. And so when you think about the student athletes that we are serving in our roles, one of the things that we talked about during the interview process is, and what really I was really impressed with your answer, and not to talk about personnel issues on the open mic, but it was really important to me and to our community that we have high expectations of performance on our athletic services and in our activities platforms, but also the type of student that is representing the brand of the Verona Area School District is crucial to us.
For sure.
You know, we want high integrity, you know, people that are highly respectful, people knowing that when they put that logo on their jersey or whether they have a logo on or not at the moment, they are representing something bigger than themselves.
For sure.
So can you talk about what it means to be a student athlete here in our system and what are the expectations there?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, being a student athlete is something that, you know, I was talking to the football team last night. They had their family meeting, and Coach Riley asked me to come. And, you know, I'm sitting in front of these freshmen, and I'm kind of telling them, like, I hope you all understand what high school athletics means. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's a culture and there's identity with middle school and club sports, and that's awesome. But now you're representing a lot of people. I mean, think about the number of people we serve in Verona Area School District. At any one point, you are representing any one person that identifies with our district. So it's teaching them, like, you need to understand that when you're young, if you step on Verona Area High School football, basketball, you know, gymnastics, gear, people are going to identify you with the school district. So make sure that you are putting on something that you'll be proud of, because those faces get back. And especially in today's culture with social media and stuff, like we see people all the time. Like if you don't think you're being recorded, you're being recorded.
Correct.
So it's not that we don't want to build a culture of fear, but a culture of understanding that, you know, as you grow older, like people look at what your actions are and making sure you're acting in a way that you can explain and you can represent who you want to be. Because at the end of the day, the Wildcats will hopefully be there no matter what.
Absolutely.
And you are going to be an important piece if you choose to be an important piece.
And the thing about, you know, being a student athlete or being part of our multitude of activities that are available here and the opportunities that we have here in the Verona Area School District to serve is that, you know, those are some of the best memories that you have from high school.
It's, oh, 100%. It's
those activities, those game nights, that big concert,
yeah.
You know, and it's not always a game-winning play. It's the continuity with...
Yep.
With your teammates, that kind of quasi family that you develop, those unique conversations, those partnerships with your coaches, those are the things that when you reflect or if you get an opportunity to go to a class reunion, that's the discussion.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That everyone talks about. Oh, remember when? And yeah. You know, that you want those conversations to be meaningful, because you don't want to be that person who's like, well, you know, I didn't give my all, or I didn't represent our team, our community in a way that was truly indicative of what we expect here in the Broner Scooters. So having those high expectations, and I'm so proud to be a Wildcat, as I know everyone in the space is proud to be a Wildcat. But when I see our logo somewhere, I'm actually very conscientious. Like, if you're going to put our logo on, if you're going to brand and carry that, make sure that you're doing it with the level of integrity and respect that we want here. And, you know, I know you'll continue that tradition here for us. And thinking about our predecessors that allowed us to be where we are, but also thinking about the future of our organizations. So just a quick overview, and we'll specifically talk about athletics at this time. When you think about our teams, you know, what is the makeup of the athletic department? You know, how many teams, and then how does someone know about beginning to start the competitive process, or when do athletics start? And I know fall sports have already started.
100% We've been up and running fully since August 6th, I believe, was the start of fall sports this year. Verona Area School District, and particularly the high school, currently offers 25 in-house sports. And our 26 is we co-op with some Madison schools in Middleton in girls ice hockey. That is split up into three seasons. So if you look at the divide, you're about 8 sports a season. Fall's a little heavier. A lot of them are split, you know, boy, girls. So, you know, you got boys and girls cross country. We have girls golf in the fall, boys golf's in the spring. So there's that, you know, we have a lot of both boys and girls sports. An up-and-coming sport that we're seeing in the winter now is girls wrestling. The WI is making a big push to split off and have girls, you know, be in their own division and have that opportunity to compete not just for an individual state title, but a team state title. And I'm very thankful for, you know, Coach Ott and his staff for pushing that and trying to, you know, be ahead of the curve instead of being in retrospect, like looking at, like, oh, we should have done this sooner, trying to get ahead of it so that way, you know, we're ready. And we even think back to this last school year, the 23-24, where the WI now sponsored boys and girls lacrosse, correct, which was a club sport for a long time. So, you know, athletics is growing. That's for sure. We have a crazy number of sports teams. I mean, we offer 3 football teams, 4 boys soccer teams. Baseball usually has 4 teams. So we're giving a lot of students opportunities. They start participating. They can start as early as the fall of their freshman year. We offer 3 levels in most sports. So a JV2 is usually our freshman level. Not all sports have that. Your basketballs, your footballs, your baseball, sometimes our softball has those. And then usually it's split into JV and varsity. So obviously the JV is anyone that doesn't make varsity. We have a number of sports that are non-cut sports. So if you sign up, you can be a part of the team. We are, like you said earlier, a competitive area. So we do have some teams that are very competitive to get onto, and they do make cuts. It's unfortunate, but it's also a great life lesson at a young age in a low stress environment of what happens when something doesn't go my way. And I'm very thankful for coaches that they make sure to care for the student first when they do that, and try to give them other opportunities to express themselves in sport.
You can also be reminded that the greatest basketball player of all time was cut at one time.
Yeah, 100%, Michael Jordan, So, so they start August 6th, and we try to do a big out push. Our fall coaches reach out in the spring to our middle schoolers. They go to both Core Knowledge, Badger Ridge, and Savannah Oaks and meet with the middle schoolers to kind of say, hey, these are the fall sports we have to offer. So that way you can get on their contact list for emails and stuff like that. And then we, every season, they work about 2 months ahead. So our winter coaches in, you know, September, October, will reach out to the student body and say, hey, if you're interested in ice hockey, we're having a meeting this day to give students that opportunity to try things that maybe they haven't thought about trying. And then the same thing in the spring. So, yeah, we're up and running in fall. We're, as of today, August 13th, we have 4 sports going. And then August 19th is kind of the big day where the rest of them kind of roll out.
Excellent. So I'm going to, you talk about a whirlwind, and you've been able to pivot, so I'm going to pivot you on a question right now that I think is important for our community to know and understand, and especially for our parents in this situation to know and understand. you know, as an athletic director, when I personally was one, and in every conversation, ultimately the question or the sometimes if there's not a clear understanding of process, the question of playing time will come up. And so now that we have the full audience in front of us, as we think about this, just put it out there. How do we think about playing time? And you know, and what I will say is that we are not a system that's going to do, you know, favoritism, but there are processes of how we get our athletes on the field. We want volume, but not everybody can play at one time.
No, there's only one ball in most sports.
Correct. You just cannot make that happen. So what is your thought process, or what would you like our audience to know about that topic?
I think playing time is one of the most difficult things to talk about because, you know, at the end of the day, I think Coach Richardson used to say it best. At the end of the day, as a parent or guardian or caregiver, you're looking at it from the perspective of your student, the program, and then, you know, the district. And as an administrator, now I'm looking at it from, you know, the district, a season, a sport, a team, a player. So I'm looking at it from a different lens, and that's a great thing to add to a conversation is how different lenses impact the conversation. But at the end of the day, playing time is a thing that needs to be discussed between the player and the coach, first of all, ideally. Because that's where it starts. Because the coach, I trust my coaches.
Yeah.
My coaches have my full trust, and I will protect my coaches because they are in a situation where they're with these people every day. They see how they're working. They have the conversations. They know how they interact. And there's so much more that goes into being a good athlete than having the skills to compete. There's such a teamwork aspect in so many sports nowadays that just because, my kid has the best, you know, dribbling on the team. Well, a lot of people can dribble, but can you dribble to pass? Can you dribble to shoot? You know, the combination of skills, especially as we elevate levels, becomes more and more competitive. So we always want to initiate the conversation on the student athlete and the coach level. And obviously, if we need to provide a safe space and the parent needs to get involved, we always want to make sure that our students are supported first and to have a conversation. And that's where a step where I might get brought in just as kind of a mediator from an outside perspective. And just to make sure we know that this isn't about what other kids are doing. This isn't about what, you know, Billy from 3 years ago did. This is about the now and your kid and what you're feeling and what they see. And having an open and honest conversation and trying to see like, well, you know, my son was a starter on his AAU basketball team. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad. I'm glad he has that opportunity. But what was he doing to develop his skills in the offseason? Because, you know, I talked about it a little bit in my conversation with you and Mr. Wheezy about, you know, that de-escalation of skills, just like we see in education. You know, I can play the game. I go play pickup hoops on Saturday sometime. I'm not a good basketball player.
Yeah.
But if I worked on the skills on the side, I would become a better basketball player. So making sure we're developing well-rounded athletes to ensure that, you know, they can. And at the end of the day that, you know, we're open to having those conversations to make sure that voices are heard and voices feel safe and we build that community.
Excellent. That was beautifully articulated, and that's exactly why you got the job, man.
I appreciate it.
Being able to pivot and respond but hold true to your values. So we appreciate that. So we are already out of time already. It's been, you
I'm
know,
good at talking, I guess.
We're trying to do a drive time, and it was me talking about Australian breakdancing and everything in between.
You didn't even let me go off on our
podcast. But do you have any closing thoughts for our audience that you just may want to put out there in the space as we get ready to wrap up our time here on In the Loop with the Soup?
Yeah, I think the first thing I want to say, especially the community, is like how much you mean to our student athletes. It's sometimes difficult to have them go out and say thank you. You know, we try to go say thank you to, you know, businesses that might help, you know, provide stuff for the teams and stuff like that. But just that fan that comes to, you know, a football game, you know, here and there, goes to a few basketball games, like, you mean a lot because one of the biggest things I get asked by coaches, what are we going to do to drive attendance at games?
Exactly.
And so that means a lot to the student athletes. And if it's brought to me from the coaches, usually it's the kids, like, what do we got to do to get more fans? So that's the first thing is like anything you can do to support, especially showing up. That's the biggest thing. I want it known that, you know, I'm here to serve, you know, just like a lot of administrators in this district. You know, we use that word in service quite a bit, but it it's important to me to know, like, saying it is one thing, but doing it, it's another.
Yeah.
And making sure that, you know, the work is being put in to help. First, give these student athletes opportunities to show who they are. Second, to make sure that, you know, we're abiding by the rules that are needed to have a safe and cooperative gameplay or activity. And then finally, that it's something that the community can look back on and be proud of. And that's my big goal is, you know, I've been here 26 years now in my life. I hope when I'm 67, 68, I can look back and say, wow, like, it's crazy how much Verona's grown in my time. And I hope that I can say I had a small piece of the puzzle.
That was awesome. Well, I had a great conversation with you today. You know, I think
this will put us over the top of the Kelsey brothers
on the podcast roll. But
yes.
Oh, we appreciate your time here today, and congratulations to you again.
Thank you so much. Excited for the work that's ahead.
Excellent. Marcy? Yeah.
All righty. Thank you for joining us today, Adam. And our students, staff, families, and community, we're all fortunate to have you on the VAS team. So we're really happy about that. And just want to echo what Adam said about to our community. You know, come on out. Come on out. Check out a cross-country meet, a concert, a play, a football game. We'd love to see you there. And we'd love to have you get a glimpse of the talents and grit and determination of our students. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on In the Loop with the Soup.